Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, I'll be playing some of the 1950s and early 60s music of a trombonist, composer, and arranger steeped in both traditional and modern jazz, playing alongside other musicians such as Stan Getz, Jerry Mulligan, Jimmy Giuffre, and Bill Evans. It's Bob Brookmeyer and some of his friends, coming up next on Nightlights. Trombonist Bob Brookmeyer, his composition Who Could Care, performed along with tenor saxophonist Stan Getz, pianist Steve Kuhn, bassist John Neves, and drummer Roy Haynes, from the Verve album Stan Getz Bob Brookmeyer, recorded fall 1961. I'm playing some early recordings of Bob Brookmeyer on this edition of Nightlights. Brookmeyer born on December 19, 1929, a Kansas City native who grew up immersed in the city's swing and its sound, and who went on to become one of the leading modernists of the 1950s and early 60s as a composer, arranger, and master of the valve trombone, a trumpet-like sibling to the more common slide trombone. I found the slide instrument lacked the passion of the valve, and it was easier to say the things I wanted to say with trumpet fingering, Brookmeyer told a Downbeat writer in 1961. Jazzwax blogger Mark Myers has called Brookmeyer easily the greatest living jazz valve trombonist. His powdery, punctuating style and swinging feel on the hybrid instrument is unrivaled. It sounds like a kid jumping for joy. What made Brookmeyer jump for joy during what he's described as a lonely and difficult childhood was music. By age 14, he was already carrying out professional writing duties. After studying piano and composition for 3 years at the Kansas City Conservatory, he began to land big league freelance gigs with Claude Thornhill, Woody Herman, and other prominent bandleaders of the late 1940s and early 50s. In 1953, he traveled to California with tenor saxophonist Stan Getz, a partnership significant on its own, and also setting up Brookmeyer's first encounter with baritone saxophonist Jerry Mulligan, who was leading his pianoless quartet with Chet Baker at the time. Brookmeyer with Getz and then with Mulligan etched a notable place for himself in the annals of 1950s cool and West Coast jazz. We'll hear recordings of him with each now, starting with Stan Getz doing Brookmeyer's Rustic Hop on Nightlights. Thank you. baritone saxophonist Jerry Mulligan and valve trombonist Bob Brookmeyer, 1954, doing Laura from Play Yell Concert Volume 2 with Red Mitchell on bass and Frank Isola on drums. Before that, Brookmeyer and tenor saxophonist Stan Getz performing Brookmeyer's Rustic Hop with John Williams on piano, Bill Crow on bass, and Alan Levitt on drums from the album Stan Getz and the Cool Sounds. Multi-instrumentalist Jimmy Giuffre loved the Getz-Brookmeyer band, telling Downbeat in 1961 that they were his favorites of all the jazz groups he'd ever heard. He would persistently seek Brookmeyer out in the late 1950s to be a part of the Jimmy Giuffre Three, a trio that featured Giuffre's tenor and baritone sax or clarinet, Jim Hall's guitar, and Brookmeyer's valve trombone, a configuration creating what one writer's described as slow-motion counterpoint, and evoking a unique kind of pastoral folk cool jazz. In the meantime, Brookmeyer kept working throughout the mid-1950s with Jerry Mulligan, with whom he shared a natural musical camaraderie. They thought alike, jazz critic Doug Ramsey has said. They were both composers, but in their cases, it was the improvisation of composers who had very carefully thought out the way musical lines interrelated, and I thought their counterpoint worked beautifully. We'll hear Brookmeyer with Jimmy Giuffre. First, here's the Jerry Mulligan Quartet doing Brookmeyer's Open Country on Nightlights.
Thank you. Thank you.
the Jimmy Giuffre Three performing the title track from their 1958 LP, Travelin' Light, with Giuffre on clarinet, Bob Brookmeyer on trombone, and Jim Hall on guitar. Before that, baritone saxophonist Jerry Mulligan and Brookmeyer doing Brookmeyer's Open Country in 1956 with Bill Crow on bass and Dave Bailey on drums from the Jerry Mulligan Quartet at Storyville. I'll have more of the music of Bob Brookmeyer in just a few moments. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music, DVDs, turntables, and more. Located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, and 100% fruit smoothies made with locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Bob Brookmeyer and Some of His Friends on Nightlights. Playing some of the early music of Bob Brookmeyer on this edition of Nightlights. Brookmeyer, a trombonist rooted in both traditional swing and modernism, whose writing and playing jazz scholar Bill Kirchner once described as a totally personal mixture of the gut bucket and the cerebral. Brookmeyer's dualism extended to his penchant for doubling on piano. In fact, one of his early LPs was titled The Dual Role of Bob Brookmeyer. One of his most memorable piano outings was also a dual affair, teaming him up with jazz great Bill Evans. One night at the end of an unproductive quartet date, Brookmeyer and Evans had tossed off a four-hands number on the piano just for fun. The next night, they returned to find that the producer had rolled two grand pianos into the studio in hopes of getting them to do an entire date of such music. They obliged him, and the result was the LP, The Ivory Hunters. One of the songs they chose to record had been done by, among others, Count Basie, one that Brookmeyer had waxed before, and a nod to his Kansas City roots. Here he is with Bill Evans doing Honeysuckle Rose on Nightlights. Thank you. Bill Evans and Bob Brookmeyer on two pianos performing Honeysuckle Rose from the 1959 album The Ivory Hunters, double-barreled piano, accompanied by Percy Heath on bass and Connie Kay on drums from the Modern Jazz Quartet. In addition to his small group sides and his piano playing, Bob Brookmeyer in these years was building his reputation as a first-rate composer and arranger of big band charts. Jazzwax blogger Mark Myers writes that, known for his inventive touch, Bob's charts took risk and consistently featured structured drama, linear tension, and potent swing. Big bands had dominated the music of Brookmeyer's childhood, and his love of them comes through in a 1968 interview with Martin Williams, in which he says, "I wanted to play trombone in order to play music. The real thrill is hearing it, standing out in front of the Basie band or the J. McShann band when you're young, and hearing and knowing, I want to do that." One of the best vehicles Brookmeyer would ever have for such music making was Jerry Mulligan's Concert Jazz Band. Active in the early years of the 1960s, the CJB, as it was often called, featured outstanding players such as bassist Bill Crow, drummer Mel Lewis, and trumpeter Clark Terry, many of them past and future associates of Brookmeyer. Straw boss, arranger, and soloist, Brookmeyer was the chief lieutenant of the Concert Jazz Band and played a primary role in shaping the elegant, understated power of its sound. Around this same time, Brookmeyer made a jazz orchestra record that he's often referred to as a personal favorite, with a title that reflects his sardonic wit, Gloomy Sunday, and other bright moments. We'll hear two large ensemble arrangements of Brookmeyer's now, including something from Gloomy Sunday. First, the Concert Jazz Band and Body and Soul on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Trombonist Bob Brookmeyer and some of my best friends from his 1961 album Gloomy Sunday and Other Bright Moments, featuring trumpeter Clark Terry. Before that, the Jerry Mulligan Concert Jazz Band performing Brookmeyer's arrangement of Body and Soul, featuring Brookmeyer on trombone from the album At the Village Vanguard. Brookmeyer and Terry would go on to co-lead a quintet for several years in the 1960s, and Brookmeyer would play a key founding role in the Thad Jones and Mel Lewis Orchestra. In later years, he would give up drinking, which had begun to get in the way of his music and his life, and he'd keep his musical integrity intact through all varieties of professional gigs, emerging as a modern-day mentor to younger composers such as Maria Schneider and Darcy James Argue. In 1961, he told the Downbeat interviewer, "A jazz man should be saying what he feels. He's one human being talking to others, telling a story, and that means humor and sadness, joy, all the things that humans have. You tell it freely and honestly, and sometimes you don't make it. It's a matter of percentages, like telling a joke that no one laughs at. But you tell it, whatever it is, and it's yours." From the Clark Terry Bob Brookmeyer album Gingerbread, here's Haig and Haig on Nightlights. Thank you.
Thank you.
I closed with Bob Brookmeyer performing Hoagie Carmichael's Skylark, accompanied by Stan Getz on tenor sax, Gary Burton on vibes, Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums from the 1965 album Bob Brookmeyer and Friends. Before that, Brookmeyer and trumpeter Clark Terry doing Haig and Haig with Hank Jones on piano, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and Dave Bailey on drums from the 1966 album Gingerbread. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. Special thanks to Fernando Ortiz de Urbina. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music, DVDs, turntables, and more, located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House on a corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich, executive producer. I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.